Hello, it's Tom Buell, and welcome to another episode of Make Today Great, assisting you in taking your life from where it is to where you want it to be in your health, relationships, and finances. This is Tom Buell, and I have a funny story for you. I'm leaving in just a few hours on a journey to Amsterdam. So I'm catching a plane here in Fort Lauderdale, flying to Amsterdam for some business meetings and also for an event this weekend with about 1,800 people there. I've spoken on the stage before, and it is exhilarating. If you feel like a rock star up there with the standing ovation last time, I actually captured it on video. If you do a YouTube search for Tom Buell standing ovation, you might find that one. It was quite exhilarating. So excited to go back, excited to see some great friends and great people. And in preparing for it, last night I get an email saying, hey, it's time to check in for your plane. Cool. So I go online, start checking in, and it comes to the point where it asks for my passport number. I say, great. I walk over to where my passport is always kept in one of my travel bags since 2006. I go to the place where it normally is, reach my hand in, no passport. Huh, okay, interesting. Let me look around. So I look at some nightstand drawers, open them up, move things around, take everything out. It's not there. I look at my bookshelves, and there are some papers all around. I'm like, okay, it's probably somewhere in those papers. Let me clean the bookshelf. So I clean my mess on the bookshelf, not there. I look in the pockets of my pants that I've worn on trips that they're in my closet. I took my suit jackets out, checked all the pockets of any suit jackets I may have worn while traveling. Nothing. No passport. Now I'm starting to get a little concerned. And if you look on my Facebook, go to facebook.com/Tom Buell, I'm at my 5,000 friend limit currently, so I won't be able to add you as a friend if you're not already a friend, but you can follow me there, and I keep a lot of interesting updates. So after all of these searches and hours of searching for the passport, I went online and kind of reached out to my social friends, my social network, saying, hey, I'm not freaking out yet, but I'm supposed to fly to Amsterdam tomorrow and my passport is missing. Where I normally keep it, not there. You know, bookshelf, not there. I go through. And so just put a little post out there, and then people start putting, you know, happened to me, you'll find it. And one person said, you know, just step away, go meditate for 20 minutes and just, you know, try to retrace some steps and just let it go. Like, just think, you know, meditate, get peaceful with it. So I broke away from searching for it and just went and, you know, chilled out. I laid down for a little bit and just closed my eyes, breathed, thought about some things to be grateful for. And like, I don't know where you're hiding, but it's going to be exciting when I finally find you. And fully expected to find my passport. And I will say this, at the same time, was thinking about someone that I saw posted in that as a comment, like, oh, that happened to my girlfriend or my wife, and we were able to get a passport in Miami in one day. So that planted the seed, like, okay, worst case scenario, if it's totally not located, but I'm fully expecting to locate it, but if for some reason it's not located, I'm only an hour away from Miami. I have many things to do, but worst case scenario, I will drive to Miami and figure out how to get a passport in a day, drive back, and catch the plane regardless. And I was thinking of the, you know, alternative, like what if it were gone? And I kind of became okay with that. Like, you know what? It's not the worst things can happen, right? If I have to improvise, adapt, and overcome and drive to Miami and get it, so be it. But I'm still pretty confident it'll show up somewhere, somehow. Then my girlfriend asked me, you know, Wanda asked me, she said, where was the last time you think you had it? I said, well, I went to the table with my laptop and I ordered the ticket to Amsterdam and I had to use my passport then. And we looked at the table and there was nothing on the table except placemats, 2, 4, 6 placemats. And, you know, I was like, well, it's obviously not there. So we walk over, and she starts lifting and picking up the placemats and stacking them up. And all 5 placemats were picked up. The last placemat that was picked up, my passport was under it. And my passport had been under the placemat since ordering the ticket roughly, what, 10, 14 days ago? I don't even remember how long. But for that long, the passport has had food and people eating. I mean, right above it, and it was hiding there the whole time. But can you imagine my surprise, my joy, and my excitement when I saw the passport underneath the daggone placemat? So we took a picture and posted it under my initial post on Facebook saying, we found it, and it was at the absolute last resort place we could ever even imagine it to be, under the placemat on the table. So a couple lessons in here. Like, I'm reflecting on what and how I would have reacted and or responded 20 years ago as a Marine. You know, here's a hard-charged Marine. I, you know, may have been cursing. I may have been flipping a table over, may have, you know, kicked something, you know, just a whole different experience versus what I experienced this time, which was a little unsettling. Yeah, I'll be honest. It was a little nerve-wracking to know that I have a big business meeting and a big business event this upcoming weekend with tickets that are paid for Amsterdam, with people waiting for these business meetings and 1,800 people going to be at the business event and hotels reserved. You know, just all of that would be a major inconvenience if I were not able to show. That's A. B, if it were not located, it would have been a major inconvenience to have to cancel everything on my plate the day before this trip, cancel everything, drive to Miami, and figure out how and what is this, what are the steps that need to be taken to get a passport in one day, if it's even possible, and then come back, pack, and get to the airport. So either way, it was all handled and dealt in peace. Meaning I just let it go. I just, like, okay, one step after the next. The process of elimination. One area, one step at a time. So where I initially thought it was, its normal place, wasn't there. The stacks of papers that were around my bookshelf, not there. Moved the bookshelves out in case it had fallen behind, not there. Went into the nightstand, checked every nook and cranny inside there, not there. Moved the nightstand out, looked in all the nooks and crannies, not there. Went in areas that I just never would imagine it would have been, not there. Went into pockets in pants that I may have worn while traveling. Went into the suit pockets that I may have worn while traveling, not there. Moved things around in the closet, checked the nooks and crannies in there, not there. And finally, it's like, okay, I was okay. The fact, well, okay, I guess I have to drive to Miami tomorrow. And then it hit me, not only through my girlfriend asking and retracing the steps and walking to the table when it visibly wasn't there and begin picking up the placemats. I had never even contemplated picking up the placemat. So I thank Wanda for being the catalyst that was able to track down the quote-unquote missing passport. So long story short, that's kind of like success. If you think about it, I'm thinking about my journey to success. I sought success here, no go. Success here, no go. Success here, no go. And just persistently and consistently. And then there came points when I was like, hey, maybe success isn't meant for me. Maybe I'm just not meant to find success. You know what? Let me think. You know, I'm not that, like, I know success can't be that difficult. It's not easy, but it's, if the people that I know have succeeded and I know them and they're not, in essence, all the sharpest knife in the drawer, it can't be that difficult. So let me give it one more shot. The last resort shot. And the last resort, success was found. And I posed that question to many friends and people are like, yep, I can totally relate. Success, it's kind of just finally when you let go, you're like, okay, great. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm going to take one step after the next. Process of elimination. And I will improvise, adapt, and overcome. And with that persistence and with that determination, in a calm, peaceful manner, knowing that it's just a matter of time before it's found, you know, take that lesson that I learned last night. Think about that for the things that you might be searching for. And, you know, in Make Today Great, it's health, relationships, and finances. So with health, take one process of elimination. Are you getting proper sleep? You know, get proper sleep. Are you drinking a lot of water each day? No, we'll drink more water. Are you moving? No? Start moving. Are you moving a little already? Okay, move more. Those are the simple steps to have health in the physical form. Then mentally, emotionally, are you walking? Are you listening to audios? And I know you are because you are here, so congratulations. Relationships. If you're in one, are you process of elimination? Doing what's necessary to make sure that it's as fulfilling as possible? If not, start doing those things. It's one step after the next. And notice, in my story about the missing passport, I didn't just, curl up in a ball. I, process of elimination, one step at a time, took the next obvious step that made sense. The step that didn't make sense was giving up. That's the step I want to pass along to you in this lesson. Just don't give up. And do it in peace. And guess what? One step at a time, eliminating that, as a possibility, eliminating that as a possibility, eliminating that as a possibility. Aha, here it is. Jackpot scenario. All right. I hope this message is fun. It's funny for me in retrospect. I will say it wasn't the most fun to go through, but it is fun to look back and see that it was handled in peace and it was handled in a full expectation of knowing it would show up somehow, somewhere, some way. This is Tom Beal saying, until next time, make today great. By the way, leave your comments below. Share this if you feel necessary. Go look me up on facebook.com/Tom Beal. And definitely go to iTunes and subscribe to this if you haven't subscribed to it. And also, while you're there, click on the ratings. Give us a 5-star rating and put your comments in there. Give us a review. Look forward to hearing from you in your comments below. And until next time, make today great.